The FCC issued new multifamily broadband rules that all apartment investors need to be aware of. Now, these rules impact how apartment owners can offer broadband internet to their tenants in multifamily properties or even office and retail properties. So stick around and hear how these implications can impact you and your investments. This is Building Passive Income and Wealth Through Real Estate, where we guide you through the relentless pursuit of financial independence. I'm your host, Justin Moy, managing partner at Perpetual Wealth Capital, a multifamily real estate investing firm that lets everyday people invest passively in income-producing apartment buildings. The FCC had a goal with their recent actions of improving competitive broadband access to multiple tenant environments. Now, in plain English, the FCC is making attempts to create a more open market for tenants of apartments, retail outlets, and offices when it comes to internet providers. Now, in an effort to boost competition, increase choice for consumers, and ultimately lower cost to tenants, the FCC wants to decrease or eliminate owners reaching agreements with internet providers to serve their properties. So here's a 10,000 foot overview of how this can work now. So let's say you own a 100 unit apartment building, or you invest in one as a passive investor. You know, the operator is going to do something like this. They can strike a deal with an internet provider. Now, that internet provider can either be the preferred provider or even an exclusive provider for the 100 tenants that live in your property. Now, these deals can and should be structured in ways that benefit everybody, but generally, the owners might receive a kickback or upfront bonus for the deal, and in exchange for that, should offer the 100 tenants a discount or other exclusive bonuses or pricing. Now, in this model, everybody wins because the owner makes some extra cash, the provider gets extra business, and the tenants get an exclusive price or maybe exclusive service of some kind, whether it's better customer service or price reductions or even higher speeds. The new FCC order wants to do three things. First, ban exclusivity and revenue share agreements like the one that I just described. Second, clarifies any leaseback agreements the owners and providers have. And third, requires additional disclosures on exclusive marketing agreements between owners and providers that would have to be present on signs and any marketing to the complex or community. Now, at the time of recording this, it's not entirely sure when this will take effect or if it'll end up being enforced heavily. Essentially, this comes down to choice for tenants, which I think we can all entirely agree with. Now, no exclusive agreement with the provider that gives poor value to its tenant would outweigh the value of happy tenants who stay at properties longer. Overall, I wouldn't say that I've seen landlords really restrict tenants' choices. Providers seem to be limited in a marketplace anyways, usually with one to two really big players and then maybe a few smaller ones with limited service. In recent surveys, I actually concluded that over 80% of tenant communities have at least two options for providers. So those are probably the two big ones in that space or in that marketplace. I hope you learned something from this episode, and it's still something that is evolving currently. We don't know how strict these rules are going to be in a place, and there are still some groups who are lobbying against it, saying that these agreements are beneficial to everybody. So make sure you stay tuned and keep your finger on the pulse of these new regulations. If you want to learn more about real estate investing, follow my socials through the link in the show notes. Please give us a rating and review on the platform you're listening on, and send me an email with the topic you want me to talk about here next.